This is Ozarks at Large. For decades, legendary stories began at the Rockwood Club on Highway 71B between downtown Fayetteville and Drake Field. Legends played there. Jerry Lee Lewis and Wanda Jackson. The musicians who would evolve into the band started there. Teenagers named Ernie and Earl Kate would play there as the Del Reys. Since the Rockwood opened in 1947, it has been a rock and roll venue, a restaurant, a disco, and for years at a time, empty. This weekend, a celebration that new ownership wants to be the start of a resurrection of the Rockwood will include a tour of the landmark. Last month, we went a bit early to get a look around.
Face-wise, but...
Mark Risk punches a code to disable the security system in the Rockwood. It's a stone building on the edge of Fayetteville that has hosted rock and roll history.
Okay, we're entering the original, venue and where the stage was and the dance floor was here. Of course, these walls and this partition stuff wasn't here. But here is where the action was.
Mark Risk owns the Rockwood now, and he wants it to be a living shrine to the region's musical history. Built in 1947, the Rockwood in 2019 is not quite at full glory. It's a bit musty, and there is some 1970s red shag upstairs. The inside's a labyrinth, the result of multiple add-ons over the decades. But anybody with an interest in the development of rock and roll gets excited at the stories that began here, stories of Jerry Lee Lewis at the piano, and dozens of others, too, says Mark Risk.
Carl Perkins... Roy Orbison, Chuck Berry, Sonny Burgess and
the Pacers,
Conway Twitty. Yeah. He played here as both Harold Jenkins and the Rockhausers, and then he changed his name and came back and he was Conway Twitty.
And that list goes on. Rockabilly legend and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member Wanda Jackson played here in the 50s, Billy Lee Riley and many others. Local legends, too. A listing from 1951 indicates Herman Tuck, who would later found Herman's Rib House in Fayetteville, played at the Rockwood every Wednesday night with his trio. And the Kay brothers were regulars, first playing in the band the Del Reys, and Mark Riss says even earlier, as teenagers too young to be admitted to watch Jerry Lee Lewis perform, so they camped out in a side parking lot.
And they got here at 4:30 in the afternoon in their car, and they parked right here. Right here, and this used to be the exhaust fan. They didn't have air conditioning back then, so this was an exhaust fan, and obviously it's been filled in now, but they could hear the music sitting here, and Jerry Lee played right over there.
Because we're on the opposite side of where the stage would have been.
Yeah, and he said that was a very formative thing in his career, that he wanted to become a musician when he just... Jerry Lee, I could see that. And the activity and the fun and I guess all that was going on. And it was about maybe a couple years later, he's here, they're playing as the Del Reys.
Risk wants to capture the history of the Rockwood in the next phase of the building's existence. He wants to eventually open the venue as a link to the past and present. One part musical heritage site for the region, one part stage for live music on occasion. Sunday, the Rockwood will be open for tours in its current raw state at 3:00. There are blueprints Risk unrolls on top of a desk in a front office at the Rockwood building that display how the club will be transformed, he hopes, this time.
So this would be where the door is now. I think I want to keep the door there. Now, he's got this entry moved over because this is where you'd walk downstairs to go into...
He has plans for the inside, but he says he doesn't want to ignore the outside either.
This building sits up on this hill, and... I was quite pleasantly surprised at what a view it has from here.
Spaces and, outside the Rockwood offer, especially in winter, great views of the downtown Fayetteville Square, the Fayetteville Public Library, and Old Main.
So one thought is to have some sort of beer garden out here, a little garden area, kind of like George's back room used to be a long time ago. Yeah, you can see old courthouse. Anyway, so behind there, there's 2.25 acres here. It's a large tract of land. This was employee parking back here and an overflow parking down there. And there's a driveway that goes all the way around down close to the fence and comes back up the other side. So we got parking, really, and that's my goal is to make sure that everybody can come in here, has a place to park, and they're going to have a seat.
at a table, hopefully.
To bring live music back to the Rockwood would mean ending a decades-long drought of such activity in the building. First opened in late 1947, the club has an origin that fits the rebelliousness of rock and roll. Mark Riss says original owner George Lennox decided to have the Rockwood built to get just beyond the Fayetteville city limits, where at that time an old law prohibited the sale of alcohol and dancing under the same roof. According to research from Sandra Cox Birchfield, a historian and writer, the early Rockwood boasted a dance floor, a beer lounge, and another dance floor on the roof. That the Rockwood still has a solid foundation and strong walls more than 70 years later may be linked to the building's construction consultant, a young Faye Jones, the architect behind Thorn Crown Chapel, recipient of the American Institute of American Architects' highest honor, the AIA Gold Medal, and namesake of the University of Arkansas's School of Architecture.
And interestingly, Faye Jones had a hand in it. We found out that he knew the guy who was building it, was apparently hired as an advisor while he was in college.
Risk says Faye Jones was specifically asked to advise with the multiple levels, stairs, and other design elements. In an interview with the late Roy Reed, Jones called the Rockwood his first paying job in the field.
His story was that he would have to come up here on Saturday night to collect his fees from the guys who ran the place until they could get them paid. And he would go out the next Sunday, next day, and take his wife to dinner with that money at the Venetian Inn.
There are several famous names connected to this place, some more firmly than others. Bill Clinton has said he visited as a teenager during a trip to Fayetteville. Future Grammy winner Charlie Rich reportedly patronized the club during a brief tenure as a student at the University of Arkansas. And the stories of who got on stage can be peppered with folk heroes, too. Mark Riss says New Orleans native P. Fountain spent a night there with his clarinet before a 1963 gig the next day at the University of Arkansas. Risk says the story goes that Ronnie Hawkins, founder of the Hawks and one-time owner of the Rockwood, was on stage that night.
Apparently, Ronnie knew who he was. He knew who he was. And this is when, late enough when the band guys were in the Hawks. And Ronnie saw Pete and said, kind of just not play. And so Pete said, yeah, he went out to the vehicle, got his clarinet, and he came in, and he played two sets with them. And Chris said it was one of the greatest things he'd ever seen. And after that show, Pete told him, he said, you know that band? Those guys are going to be famous someday. And sure enough, they became the band. So that happened here.
Another band, the Champs, played the Rockwood when the lineup likely included the musicians who would later become Seals and Croft, as well as a young Arky named Glenn Campbell. Over time, the Rockwood would evolve. It was called the R&S Club, the Flaming Arrow, and had a brief run in the 1970s as St. Michael's Disco Alley, where a young Mark Riss worked as a bartender. Now, Mark wants it all to come full circle. There's about 9,500 square feet to work with here, and plans for the future could include a beer garden, a catering kitchen for outside food to be brought in and prepared for events, and much more. He says there's plenty of excitement, but a bit of intimidating work ahead as well.
Well, 100% of it's exciting, for sure. Intimidating, probably maybe at least half of it, you know, because you got so many, you know, things that could go wrong. You got an old building here, you know, we don't know how much money it's going to take. You know, the financing issues, what we're going to discover when we start knocking in these walls and things like that.
He's looking for pictures and memorabilia anybody might have that's connected to the Rockwood. He'd like to have an eventual museum space at the club. And Mark's blueprints for the future indicate he's got plenty of other ideas.
These are actually overhead doors that go up and down, and we'll have decks out. This will be a load-in area. There'll be a green room somewhere in this. And we're hoping to get the capacity up to around 400. I know we can get 300, but I'm thinking maybe 400. You might be able to get more if it's standing room only, but like I said, I hope that this is where people my age, you know, we got tables and chairs and everybody sits down. But for some events, we want to be flexible where we can pull that stuff out and have a young people stand up, whatever they call it, jump up and down type thing.
A jump-up-and-down type of thing in a place where a young Jerry Lee Lewis performed? Sounds like another full circle. The Rockwood Club at 24th Street and Highway 71B, below the Fayetteville Country Club, will be open for tours Sunday afternoon beginning at 3. Then at 5, at George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street. Live music featuring Earl and Them, 1 Ounce Jig, and the Boss Tweeds will continue the party.